Amen.
Amen.
We're getting amens here today. All over the place. Your amen is working good. But she said something that encapsulates what amen is really all about. Because the angel that appeared to her said, the Holy Ghost is going to cause this to happen. You don't have to have any physical relation for this to occur, and this Holy One that's going to be born of you is going to be seated in you by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that satisfied her enough to believe it.
Amen.
She believed the Word.
Yeah.
And she said, be it unto me according to thy word.
To your word.
We make faith a complicated, hard thing. But it's an amen thing. If we believe, we just say, be it unto me according to your word. We don't have to make that happen.
That's right.
We don't have to try to make it happen. I remember when Carl Strader one time was illustrating, back when we had orange groves, remember before the freeze come, we actually had them. You could smell, you could go down the road in certain areas and windows down, smell the orange blossoms. It smelled good. And he was talking about bearing fruitfulness. And he said, I've never been by an orange grove when the orange were blossoming and the oranges were coming on the trees. He said, I've never been by an orange grove and heard this sound from all the trees getting ready to bear fruit. But he said, I hear that sound on Sunday morning.
Come on.
Christians trying to bear the fruit that only the Holy Spirit
can
produce.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
I can't love like God can love through me.
I can't love
you with the love of the Lord unless the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in my heart
that
kind of love.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
I can't have the peace that he can produce just because I'm just going to pretend that I've got it when I really don't have it. I'm quick to tell the Lord I'm messed up from the flow up sometimes. Anybody else ever been there? I've been there. I just don't live there. I don't stay there.
Yeah, come on.
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is not something you have to bear. It's something you have to allow the Spirit of God to work within you. But you have to amen. You have to agree.
Yeah.
And we got amens working here today, so it's going to be a good day. We want to get right into this service in just a moment. I have been preaching on a subject and teaching on a subject, and it keeps interacting with everything that I do, everything that I think, and what I pray. I want you to know what kind of church you're in today. This is an not the fact that we're independent assemblies of God, which is a fellowship of churches worldwide, no big deal. You'd probably be hard pressed to find one, anywhere in proximity to us.
Yeah.
But there are some around here, there, and yonder, some in other countries, all part of a fellowship of independent assemblies of God formed out of the Azusa Street Holy Ghost Revival.
Yeah.
Amen. Where so many Pentecostal denominations have really formed from that.
Amen.
But they didn't want to put restrictions on anything. So they didn't want to hinder the free flow of the whole. They didn't want a free for all. They wanted the Holy Spirit to be in charge.
Amen.
And us to be led of the Spirit of God. They wanted order and not confusion, but they didn't want the restrictions that man puts on everything.
Yes. Everything.
Grace is free, but man will charge you for it.
Yeah.
If you're not careful.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Amen. It's a free gift of God. If it isn't a gift of God, it isn't grace. It isn't His grace.
That's right.
Amen. I have baptized people. I've sprinkled people that couldn't get to the river, that were in ICU. And I took a towel and squeezed it over them. I've done that in a home because I couldn't get them to the river or baptismal. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Venable, that doesn't. If you're not immersed and brought up in our denomination, this and that. No. Jesus didn't bleed and die. They're complicated.
Come on.
Religion complicates what God has made very clear. But I want you to know you're not in an Assembly of God church, an independent Assembly of God church today, or just an independent church today. You're in a heaven-bound church today.
Come on.
This church is heaven-bound. And every message that I bring is not just to get you more rooted into this earth, but to get you ready for the city that you're going to live in. We used to sing the song, Looking for a City Where We'll Never Die, where the sainted millions never say goodbye. There we'll see our loved ones and our Savior too. Come, O Holy Spirit, all our hopes renew. We used to sing, My Heavenly Home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain or death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below. That waves or, what is it, flames, waves or flow, flames, anyway. One down here is set, destined for destruction, which flames engulf and waves or flow. I feel like traveling on. Won't it be wonderful? Having no burdens to bear, walking and talking with Christ, the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful there?
Yeah.
We're not there, but we're on our way there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's an earthbound church movement.
Yeah.
And it's all about the material and the physical.
Yeah.
It's not pointed upward. It's not pointed toward Jesus. In fact, Jesus is not the preeminent one. The focus is on man and not God.
Yeah.
And our flesh leans in that direction, because then we can have everything we want and God just exists to serve us. We get comfortable in this world.
Come on, brother.
So I want to give you a scripture today, because you're in a heaven-bound church.
Amen.
And if you want to just be like the world, you're in the wrong church. And a lot of people obviously want to be like the world. A lot of people are serving the God of this world without acknowledging. No, they're not Satanists. They don't have a pentagram on their tile at home. They're not doing some incantation. They're just aligning themselves with an earthbound church. You want the epitome of it. I don't want to go over old ground too long, because we're going to do some singing and praising the Lord before we leave a little more. But the church of Laodicea is the poster child. It is the template for the earthbound church. Because Jesus is trying to get into a church. Now we can use that out of context for God and Christ knocking on the door of the sinner. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I'll come in. But it's not the pagan world. It is the church of Laodicea. And it's in Revelation chapter 3. And the letter was written to the church, to the angel of the church. Every letter was written to someone that was in charge, that could make a difference and make a change when it was necessary.
Come on, brother.
And the angel wasn't a celestial being that, like every church has a particular, peculiar angel over it. No, it was the spiritual leader of that church.
Amen.
The preacher, the teacher, the person who can, listen, angels don't sit down, Jezebels, that are teaching people to sin and put them in danger of God's judgment.
Come on, brother.
Angels don't do that.
Come on.
Whoever's in charge of that congregation
Thank
does that.
You, Jesus.
So the word angel, the way it's used in Thank context, you, is messenger.
Yes.
Say it with me, messenger.
Messenger.
You're going to get a message this morning from the Word of God. Not because an angel's going to come in and bring it. I'm certainly not a celestial being. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Really working now. I'm certainly not perfect in every way.
Amen.
Like Pamela.
Amen.
I have no halo over my head. I didn't have to hold my wings in when I came in the door. But I am called.
Come on, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
As a minister to the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And to whoever will come in here.
Thank you, yeah. Jesus.
And I've been fulfilling that call for over 50 years of my life.
Praise God.
And I'm a heaven-bound man. I want you to know that.
If
you want to follow the earthbound church is here. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear what it's like? Just the template for it is Laodicea. Yeah. Many prophecy teachers believe that Laodicea, in particular, the seventh church that letters were written to in the province of Asia, they lay in a semicircle in that geographical area. It was the richest, wealthiest, most prosperous in terms of number and wealth. So whatever they worshipped in was something to be seen. And who is knocking on the door trying to get in to that church that was so self-sufficient, so independent from God, so unconcerned about a relationship with Him? They just wanted something from Him.
Yeah.
And it was all material, and it was all physical, and it was all concerning what our flesh would go after if we just let it go after what it always goes after.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
And that's the lust of the eyes,
come
the
on.
Lust of the flesh,
and
the pride
of
life. Yeah. That's what it'll always go after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't crucify it, that's what it will go after.
Come on.
Amen.
Preach on.
So the materialistic message,
oh, yeah.
I had a friend, pastor, he got involved with one of these schemes because the movement to get rich was the prominent message, called it prosperity, had nothing to do with real spiritual prosperity because that changes your value system. First thing it changes when you grow spiritually is your value system.
Amen.
The world's after silver and gold, fame and fortune, power and influence.
Yeah.
The church should be following Jesus' example.
Right.
With Jesus as a template, we don't have a lot of spiritual leaders today that are worth following.
Amen.
Thank you for
Without
the hard
Jesus,
amen's almost crowded. maybe you're a fan of somebody.
Come on,
I man. Suggest you become a fan of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
The faith is not built on what's trending.
Yes. Come on, brother.
In any generation, the faith is built on what is true.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's why it's built on the prophets and the apostles
Amen.
And Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
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 I've never been a fan. I've respected people that follow Jesus so close that they could say, follow me as I follow Christ.
Come on.
I'm following the template
Amen.
That God has
Amen.
Set
yeah.
for spiritual leadership
Hallelujah.
And for every disciple.
Hallelujah.
And I don't believe you can be a spiritual leader until you become a disciple because
Amen.
You can be over a flock, but you can't be an example to
Amen.
The flock.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
And the Bible said, don't be a lord over God's heritage, but be an example to the flock.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't found it out by observation, I am a heaven-bound man.
Amen.
So if you want to hear something about how to get a better automobile, a bigger home, more gold in the bank, you missed it today. You're in the wrong place today. Brother Venable, what are you talking about? Listen carefully. Behold, Laodicea. Behold, I stand at the door. This is a church. You've got to understand to the church, to the angel of the church, to the messenger of the church of Laodicea, right? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with them. And that person with me. That's intimacy. It's called koinonia in 1 John.
Yeah. Yeah.
For truly our koinonia, our fellowship, is with the Father and with His Son,
Amen.
Jesus Christ. It's not hobnobbing with the rich and powerful and famous. I remember when PTL had some, started getting celebrities that didn't in any way represent a born-again experience.
Yeah.
But they were rich and they were famous and they were paying attention to what started out as a little puppet ministry in a vacant furniture store. And they would have these people on and call them Christian. And when anyone would question them, did anyone know what happened to PTL? You understand where it went?
Yes.
With all the association with all of these so-called great people, and someone would call them out on having someone on that was living for the world and living for the devil, but they were famous in the eyes of the world, rich in the eyes of man.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
I want to be like him. I want to be like her. I want to be like them. Suddenly, they're paying attention to us. We don't need their attention.
That's right.
They need salvation.
Amen,
we don't
bro.
Need their pat on the head.
That's
we don't
right.
need their money to operate.
Come on.
Listen, right. friend.
Come on, brother.
If you sit on the front row, you must bring a towel. I usually do that for you. If you're blind, just put some in your eye and it'll open right up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Come on, brother.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he's not just knocking, he's calling. Yes. He's calling.
Yeah.
Whoever has an ear,
let him hear,
because he's calling.
Yeah.
He's calling.
Thank
I'm going to tell
Jesus.
You, if the Lord is
Merciful.
Ever calling the people
oh, Jesus.
Out of
Come on.
And into, he's calling Call. Us right here
Amen.
And right now in this generation.
Amen, brother.
The earthbound church, I wrote it down as God gave it to me. The earthbound church cares little about heaven and less about Jesus. They will use his name. They will use faith to get more stuff. But it matches the world's value system exactly. Yeah. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. They have no desire for fellowship with God. They want stuff from him, but they have no desire to have a relationship with him, a fellowship. Two can't walk together except they agree.
Yeah.
They were resistant. You know what his message was going to end up being? Repent. Yeah. As many, and it starts out with rebuke and chastisement. Oh, Brother Venable, I just love to go to church where I'm rebuked and chastised. No, you probably won't love it because no chastisement for the moment seemeth good. I've never had a whipping I enjoyed. Have you? Some of you didn't have a whipping. You spoiled rotten. Let me tell you something. You belong to God? You're going to get a whipping.
Amen.
Because you're not perfect.
Right.
You're going to need it.
Right.
It will be an act of love on his part.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it won't be fun on your part.
Right.
So if you're looking for fun at church, where you're clean through the word, sanctify them through thy word is truth.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard on our flesh that wants to go the wrong way.
Come on, brother.
No chastening for the present seemeth good, but bad.
Yeah.
Everybody say bad.
Bad.
And all the sheep said bad.
Bad.
But the Bible said if you're without it, you don't belong to God. You can claim him all you want to. You can shout. You can talk in tongues. You can do all the religious things and the right things.
Come on.
But if he doesn't father you, and
Amen.
I don't mean by just giving you everything you want, because a good daddy don't do that.
Come on, brother.
But he'll give you everything that he wills.
Yes. Amen.
But you'll have to submit and surrender
Amen.
To his will.
Amen.
Listen carefully, because this template is laid down for us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. This is what I want. I want a fellowship relationship with you.
Amen.
I want a spiritual relationship with you.
Amen.
That is far better, and it will keep you looking upward.
Yeah.
It won't make you earthbound.
Amen.
They were earthbound. It's questionable if that church was built with born-again people. You know why? Because if any man is in Christ, and when you get born again, the Bible said we are baptized, not just in water to join the physical church, but we are baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You talk about intimacy, koinonia, fellowship, to where we become bone, spiritually bone of his bone, one with him, and flesh of his flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Father, you know how I'm in you and you're in me and we're one in each other. I want everyone that believes on me to have that exact same relationship.
Yeah.
So when you truly get saved, you're baptized by the Holy Spirit. Not just baptized in the Holy Spirit, but baptized by the Holy Spirit into what? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And if you want to do homework, I always give homework. He does too. He's a math teacher.
No, I don't. They don't do it anyhow. Or if they do, they just cheat.
You could be a pastor.
Yeah.
Amen. If you've really been born again,
come on.
You didn't just join a church.
Yeah.
You have been joined to Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we have been buried. Say it with him.
With him.
We have been raised
with him. To walk in.
And we are seated
with him.
With him in heavenly realms.
Amen.
We're going to go home with him.
With him.
To be with him.
Right.
We're going to come back to rule and reign
with him.
In fact, this is the homework. Once you're truly born again, you're never apart from him. That's why if you decide, and you can still sin if you choose to, but if you go out of here and join yourself to a harlot, spiritually speaking, you join Christ.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yes.
As a believer? You're not free to do anything you want. And not just because God says no, but because God says, I want a relationship with you that is so satisfying to your soul.
Come on.
That you won't let your flesh tell you.
Come on.
And the devil will speak through our weaknesses.
Come on.
And tell us, if you only had that, if you only did this, you would find fulfillment. No, you won't.
Amen.
No, you won't. You'll only find it in Christ.
Right.
Christ, you mentioned it. When Christ, who is our life.
Yeah.
He's not just our liberator. He's not just our provider. He's not just our financier or our healer. Christ is our life.
Amen.
Shall appear.
Yeah.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Yeah.
The devil came to what?
Steal,
kill, and destroy. But I've come to give you
life.
And to give it to you more abundantly. The earthbound church, when they hear the word abundant, they immediately think of houses, cars, bank accounts, silver, and gold. You'll be hard-pressed to hear a message on heaven from the earthbound church, because the earthbound church is talking to people with carnal minds.
Come on.
Amen.
And the Bible said the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither can be.
Right.
There has been no revelation because there's been no illumination of the mind.
Amen.
And they gravitate to a message that promises them exactly everything the world said is most important. And they will preach a message that says this is what God wants for you. In other words, he wants you to be earthbound. He wants you to be just like them instead of just like him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to follow him, You have to get your eyes off of them.
Amen.
You say, but that preacher, God has blessed. Seriously? Mm-hmm. Seriously? God has blessed. Where did the money come from?
Amen.
Where did the money come from?
Yeah.
It come from people with Bibles that they barely read, and if they do read, they don't give heed to it.
Yeah.
Because if they did, these guys and gals could not exist.
That's right.
Who's supporting them? The world? No. When I started preaching in the prison system, the first thing the chaplain told me before he turned me loose, he said, be real.
Yeah.
Be honest. Be sincere, because you can't con a con.
Amen.
They'll pick up on it immediately. God's people are being conned because they're not in the Bible. They call them word churches, as if they got something on everybody else. They call them word of faith, that you can use your faith to get everything you want. But they don't teach you how to use your faith to get everything God wills.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, brother.
And there's a part of us that wants to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
I like the title of that country song, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive. I don't want to be in control.
No.
I do not like some of the doors God has shut, because I felt like if he'd leave that door open, I could do so much more for God. I have never enjoyed persecution. Never one day as I got up said, Lord, my faith is getting fat and flabby. I need a trial. I don't need some little something. I need some big blowout, Lord have mercy, help me Jesus, trial. Give me that purpose on you. Have you ever prayed that?
No.
Does God will you to keep your focus on him? Yes. So he's going to do something. Well, here we go. See how many people can run off this morning. We've run a lot of people off. But I'm going to tell you where they're going to run to.
Yeah.
The disciples almost got run off by Jesus, so I'm in good company. Because he said, this is going to take more than your mental assent. If you don't eat of my body... You talk about intimacy and fellowship and relationship and spiritual communion.
Yeah.
If you don't eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no part in me.
Yeah.
None. You can go to church all you want, talk in tongues, do anything you want. You have no part in me.
Yeah.
Because he suffered and died not just to save us.
Come on.
But to bring us to God.
Hallelujah.
The just has suffered for the unjust that he might what? Bring us to God. For what? For relationship. For koinonia. For fellowship.
Yeah.
For a table with two.
Yeah.
Then he made open the door. I'll come in and sup with him and him with me.
Amen.
It's our anniversary. I have to tell the anniversary story. Because I'm going to buy some tires next week. There's no room on the credit card. One of our anniversaries way back, a man who really knew how to, he was single and he was handsome and he had money to take people out to nice places. And so he was playing the field and he heard it was our anniversary and he said, I'm going to give you a gift for your anniversary. And it was going to be a monetary gift, but he had already a restaurant where you had to have a coat. If you don't have a coat, they give you. You ever been to one of those where they, if you don't have a coat, they give you a coat? Because they don't want you to, you know, break the atmosphere of that. I think it Burns Steakhouse, you had to have a coat. I've never been there. Somebody would take me there one time. I had a coat, but anyway. But he said, I've got a, this restaurant told us where it was. He said, now when you go in, there's already a reservation. When you walk in, you tell them who you are. And a waiter, the waiter that's going to wait on you is not going to wait on anybody else, but just you all night. I thought, boy, that must have cost a pretty penny. Everybody say, my mama, grandma, meemaw, you say a pretty penny. You know what a pretty penny is? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with pennies either. And the table is just for you and your wife. And no, you're not going to get that, you know, the music they play in the fast food places, it's fast. Because they want you to sit down, they want you to eat up, and they want you to get going so somebody else can get in.
Yeah,
yeah, it's psychological. It's not elevator music where you got nowhere to go, so you... No, no, this is something to get you going. Now, you don't put the drink in your ear, but you just get caught up in it. Table for two. What is Jesus talking about? He's talking about a table for two. The Apostle Paul knew. He asked for something. He said, oh, that I might know him.
Yeah.
That I might know him. Not just use him. Try to get stuff from him.
Come on.
Try to have my way and have him make the way so I can have my way. That I could use his name and faith in him to get what I want. Oh, that I might know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. In the fellowship of his sufferings. In the fellowship of his sufferings. That I might also know him in the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
Until we die to self, we'll never know.
Come on.
The power of his resurrection.
Come
it's
on.
Not just receiving the Holy Ghost and continuing to walk our way and walk in our way.
Amen.
Jesus' suffering started way before the cross.
Amen.
It started in Gethsemane, the garden. My dad used to play a song, "In the Garden." And I visualize roses and trees and beautiful flowers and this beautiful place. But this was a olive garden. And we're not talking about that olive garden. I know it's getting late. And your minds are really yeah, I can see it now. What a spiritual crowd.
We must go to the olive garden.
You know why they give you all of that bread? So you'll fill up on that and won't look at that little bit of pasta they bring out. Go to a real Italian restaurant. Amen. They'll fill you up on pasta and bread both. Yeah. In Gethsemane. Gethsemane. There's an olive grove. And there was an olive press.
Yes.
Stone. A pulley, a great stone above it. Dump the olives on the stone. There's a groove in the stone. You let that capstone down. It mashes them, crushes them.
Hallelujah.
And the oil runs down and they trap the oil.
Come on, brother.
And what did Jesus say in that garden when he made the decision to go to the cross in our behalf and suffer and die for us?
Yeah.
My soul is sorrowful even unto death.
Yeah.
He asked for support from Simon Peter. Peter, you stay here and pray. You intercede. I'm going to go here and make this commitment. And what did Peter do? He fell asleep. Thank God there's grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus came out of that garden, he said, Peter, couldn't you watch with me just 1 hour?
Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that leads me from a world of care and bids me to my Father's throne and makes all my wants and wishes known. But first we're bowing at his throne.
Yeah.
He sweat great drops his blood. Paul said, I want to know him in a fellowship of his sufferings that I might also know him in the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
There's no resurrection without a death.
Yes.
And without a death to the flesh and a death to self, you'll never know resurrection power. Mm-hmm. Just because he rose, it will not affect you in your life. And if you're not careful, get in your Bible.
Amen.
your flesh will lead you to somebody that's going to tell you that you can be just as rich and famous as they are. Mm-hmm. And you will lie. You talk about idols? When you idolize a person,
yeah.
That's as much idolatry as a fat-bellied Buddha. It's as much idolatry as any kind of image can be built. When you idolize a person and you want to be like them instead of like him.
Come on.
And the ultimate idolatry is a sign of the last days. Yeah. Perilous times will come. Because men shall be lovers of their own self. When the Psalms, some of the Psalms, I'm so tired of hearing the squalling, bawling. I'm nobody. I mess up all the time. I have no victory. Devil's always tempting me. I'm always giving in, but you love me and give me everything I want. No, he doesn't give you everything you want. Because if you're a true child of God, you're going to get a whooping. Thank you. A few amens over here. Come on over here. If you be without chastisement and you do that, you don't belong to God. Brother Bill, I speak in, I'm not care if you speak in tongues. You don't belong to God. He chastens every son that he loves. It's an act of love on God's part. And he gets even worse than a little tickling of the legs with a switch. He scourges the scourge. It's horrendous. It brought people to within an inch of their life. Oh, Brother Venable, he would never do that to me. Only if you belong to him. Because if he let you go your own way, the devil would destroy you, and he knows it. Philip Keller was a shepherd. He wrote a book on the 23rd Psalm, and one of the things came out of that book said that there's always a sheep that is headstrong, stubborn. Your flesh and my flesh is headstrong and stubborn. That's why you can't conform it.
Come on.
Either crucify it or it's going to overrule.
Amen, brother.
The rule of Christ in your life.
That's right.
You either deal with it, it's going to deal with you.
That's right.
And Satan's going to use it.
Yep.
And there are churches that will accommodate it.
Yep.
Cause you to embrace it. And tell you that somehow, if you're not as rich as this is, and you're not prospering in the material and physical, you have nothing, and you're out of the will of God, then the apostles were miserable failures. And Jesus was the apex of a miserable failure. Not one amen? Which one of them lived in the palatial surroundings?
Come on.
Which one of them became rich in silver and gold and moguls and famous? And Demas took off with Paul. I'm going to go evangelizing with the great apostle. He's going to introduce my ministry by association with him. Mm-hmm. And he expected to stay in the Conrad Hilton and to eat prime rib in the evening. And get up on a stage and get people healed and have everybody give them a hand clap. But if you follow Paul around, you're headed for a whipping post.
Amen.
Not because God is doing it, but because the world
hates
someone.
Come on.
That truly represents God's kingdom.
Come on, brother.
And after a while,
come on.
Demas, who, and Paul was hard to fool, but he was so good at it. Paul told him to go evangelizing, be that second person in agreement. Mm-hmm. But what did he say about him?
He forsook it.
Demas has forsaken me.
And Titus and Crescens, two more. There was two more that forsook him.
Yes.
Demas, Titus, and Crescens.
That's right. Yeah. Now we got three. Uh-huh. And Demas, what he said about Demas could be said of the other two.
Right.
And many, many more today multiplied over.
Yeah.
Demas hath forsaken me. having loved this present world. What did he say about this system under Satan's? Do you realize the world system is under Satan's distinct, direct control?
Come on.
The Bible said, "You're of God, little children." And the whole world, all of it, lieth in wickedness. Oh, yeah, they're mean out there. No, listen. The actual Greek says, lieth under the power, control, and influence of the evil one.
Yeah.
Come on, he's behind the whole value system of this fallen world.
Amen. Amen.
And what did Satan do with Jesus when he took him to a high place, showed him a panorama of the richest cities in the world?
Yeah.
And he said, it's within my power to give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me. Satan worship is not occurring just by Satanists.
Come on.
Right.
I said Satan worship is not occurring just by Satanists. It's people who are following the morals, the mores, and the values of this world that is under the direct influence of the devil himself.
Amen, brother.
They don't even realize it, but we should realize it.
Yeah.
Do you know who's supporting these false prophets and prophetesses? People with Bibles.
Yeah.
People with Bibles.
Yeah.
Looking for a church. I meet them all the time. It makes me sick at my stomach.
Yeah.
Because I say, can't you read?
Yeah.
Don't you understand God's template?
Come on.
For whom he did foreknow.
Yeah.
He did predestine to become. Oh, the greatest, the richest, the most powerful and influential. No, he did predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. And that's why the Apostle Paul said the only way that can occur is if I begin to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings.
Amen.
Come on.
Right.
1 Peter says, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, harm yourself with the same mind.
Right.
Arm yourself. Against what? Against the draw of this world.
Yeah.
Against everything that the world says is most important.
Come on, brother.
For he that suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Tell you something else about the earthbound church. You're not going to hear a message about sin and its consequences.
Yeah, come on.
Got one preacher, well, Joel Osteen, he said it clearly. He said, I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't talk. People have been through hard times. They're having a hard time. I don't want to talk about it. They know they're sinners. Not, oh, yeah? They don't act like they know they're sinners because there's never an altar call.
Come on.
You ever seen an altar call?
Come on.
You ever
brother.
Seen one time a sinner down saying, God save me? No! Only sinners that know they're lost would end up in an altar crying out for God's mercy grace.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Come on, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to stay in my lane. Let me tell you about that lane. You be Muslims are going to heaven? Well, I've met some wonderful people in these different things. I just can't. You can't determine. You don't have any way of telling. You can't tell anybody which road they're on.
Yeah.
If Jesus said, I'm the only way to heaven, you can't say it.
Come on, brother.
You would rather have the embrace of everybody.
Come on, brother.
Than to have the persecution that's going to come if you declare what the scriptures say.
Come on.
Is somebody going to go to hell because they think there's another way? Absolutely.
Yep.
Because there is no other way.
That's right.
Now I'm going to get dogmatic. In fact, I'm going to get bulldogmatic. There is no name given under heaven to men by which we must be saved.
Amen.
There is no other name. Say it with me.
No other name.
Given under heaven to men. By which we must be saved.
Amen.
Who said that? Jesus said it first.
Yeah.
I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. And no man comes to me except my Father draw him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's either true or Jesus is a liar.
Amen. Come on.
The Bible is a lie. But you know what people have said? You know what they said to the prophets of old? You called it. They said, speak to us smooth things.
Yeah.
Prophesy,
yeah.
Prophesy deceits.
Yeah.
You want to hear how that works in the New Testament? The time would come, and it's here right now, when they will not endure sound doctrine from the Word of God.
Right.
But, oh, they will get into doctrine tooth and toenail.
Yeah.
They will heap to themselves teachers. They got the books. They got the tapes. They got their television set to come on and give them what they're looking for.
Yeah.
The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Come on.
True teaching from the Word of God, the inerrant, eternal Word of God, where Jesus is the template.
Come on, brother.
But heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Does that mean you need to scratch it? No, that means you want them to tell you what you already want to hear. Because you don't want to hear something that's going to cost you something, but just give you more and more and more and more and more of what?
Come on.
The story of a guy that he had a lot of gold bullion. He was told the rapture was coming soon. He kept his suitcase by his bed. This is just a story, by the way. And he's got gold bullion in his suitcase. And he's caught up, and he just won't turn loose of it. And he ends up at the gate with a suitcase full of gold bullion that he can't hardly carry. Couldn't turn it loose. And the gatekeeper says, what you got in the bag? Why don't you bring that? He said, well, it's very important to me. He said, what you got in the bag? He said, when you see, he opened it up. And the gatekeeper looked in and said, you brought pavement? Pavement? Gold bullion of this earth is not going to be worth nothing there. Not just because the streets are paved with transparent gold, but because gold and silver is not what heaven is all about. And it's not what Christ is all about.
That's
he will provide your need. He's taking good care of me and my family and done it through many of you.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're in it to get rich, you're following the wrong leader. Because the rich of this world have, they would be rich. That's your desire, that's your goal, that's what you're after.
All in the temptation and the snare.
And to many,
foolish and hurtful love. Drown men in destruction and in perdition.
Oh, my Lord.
Thou, man of God, flee these things.
Thou, man of God, flee these things.
Come on.
You mean I can't get my $64 million jet because my other five are getting a little bit old? You mean I shouldn't be after that?
No.
Then why is this church this big? Why are this many people sitting in the money? Why? Why do we sit like this? Why do we not want to be more like Christ?
Come on.
What happened? Yeah. Amen. To the template that God set down.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Romans 8:29, for whom I did foreknow, I did predestine to be conformed to the image of my Son.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul yielded and said, I want to know him.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know him.
Hallelujah.
In the fellowship of his sufferings.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can be conformed to his image.
Amen.
For Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
Amen. Yeah.
In the garden, he had to overcome the will of his flesh because he was God in flesh.
Yeah. Amen.
And he was under pressure like the olive press.
Yeah.
Come on.
My soul is sorrowful unto death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sweat droplets.
Yeah.
The stress of making that decision was so profound on him. It looked like great drops of blood.
Yeah.
And doctors tell us what happened, that the capillaries under stress, little capillaries close to the surface of the skin, begin to rupture.
Yeah.
and the sweat gland and the ruptured capsulary, it blends together and a deep reddish brown liquid comes out. And it looks like great drops of blood. So his blood was shed in the preparation for the cross, not just on the cross.
Amen.
It happened in the garden.
Yeah.
But something else happened in the garden.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. But he acquiesced. That's when you crucify the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Not what I will.
Come on.
Boy, when you give up what I will for his will.
Yeah.
You're going to get his will. And I'm going to tell you, his will, you'll find out if you ever get it, it's what you really needed and what you really want.
Yes. Right.
As a child of God.
Amen.
When you want his will more than your way, you're going to get his will. For if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Right.
He says, when you pray, I'm listening. Amen. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have the petition. Why? Because it's in accordance with his will and not our way.
Amen.
There are churches that will tell you how to have your way by faith. It's a lie. It's not working for the people that go to them. I said it's not working for the people that go. I said it is not working for the people that attend them. And that's why some of the mega churches are falling off. Because they've been going for years waiting on it.
Yeah.
And they're told they just don't have enough faith. And they're actually told you need to sow more seed.
Yeah.
Because I really need my fifth airplane. And it not only brings a reproach.
Come on.
To the church, it brings a reproach to the world. Because it gets put up on the national news. Who wants to do anything to criticize the church and misinterpret the kingdom of God. What would Jesus do is not just a little bracelet. It's the template.
Amen.
It's the template for a true Christian's life.
Yeah.
So if you want to be rich and famous, how's that working out for you so far? Out of fellowship with God. Sick, defeated, no victory, the devil leading you by the nose like a bull with a ring in it. By the way, if you get a ring in your nose, just that was just an illustration. I just thought I'd bring that out today. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, sup with him, him with me. Table for two. Say it with me. Table for two.
Table for two.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the songs that moved me more than anything you've ever done. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
Yeah.
I'd rather be his than on riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands.
Come on.
And to know that I'm held in his nailed, scarred hands.
Come on.
Than to be the king of a vast domain.
Amen.
And be held in sin's dread sway.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
Yeah.
This old world affords today. How about you?
Amen.
You've got to come to. Listen. You say, I don't want to suffer anything. I'm a weak as it is. No, listen. What happened to Jesus? The Bible said he set his face like a flint.
Yeah.
And said, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thy will be done.
Yeah.
And something occurred in that garden to supernaturally enable him, though he was in a fleshly body.
Yeah.
Something happened in that garden. Angels came. Did angels come?
Yes.
And they ministered unto him. You know what they did? They gave him what he needed to not die with the beating he was about to get. Because they beat him almost to death. And not to die on the cross until 6 hours of torture was completed. They gave him something that he needed to go to that cross, stay on that cross, and say it is finished.
Amen.
I accomplished my mission. And he deserves better than a bunch of people just want to use his name and his kingdom to get the wealth of the world to be more like the world.
Come on.
Man.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
Drink.
He will supply your meat. He will supply your drink.
Yeah.
But it's righteousness.
Yes.
It's peace. Yes. And it's joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I tell people all the time. My wife is the last one out when four stores close. Sometimes. It's not because she's slow. It's because she's not done shopping. I say this in love. I mean, lots of love.
You'll pay later.
I realize that. All sowing and reaping is at work in my home. Anyway, we go to see somebody about to check out, and they're looking at their watch because they know as soon as these two guys are gone, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's quitting time. And I always look at them because I know what they're thinking. And I say, poor old rich people. Poor rich people, don't you feel sorry for them? And they look at me and they're like, what? I said, they'll never know the joy of quitting time. Poor old things, I worry about it. They'll never know the joy of the Lord either. Because you can't buy this with silver and gold.
Come on.
We were not redeemed by that is corruptible and corrupting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. As silver and gold after the tradition of your fathers. But with the precious, say it with me, precious,
precious
blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the
without
Lamb.
Spot and without blemish.
Amen.
He deserves a disciple that is following him for what he's done for us, not
amen.
What we want God to do for us.
Amen.
Can you say amen to
that? Amen.
Hallelujah. Take up your cross. It's a liberating thing.
Hallelujah.
Deny yourself. It's a liberating
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Self will lead you to sin.
Yeah.
The cross will lead you to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You'll know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. But if you need grace for the will of God to be accomplished in your life, he will grant the grace and you'll find it sufficient.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Said you were not only called to follow him, you're called to suffer for his name's sake.
Yeah.
Dear Lord in heaven, who's going to join up? What did he tell Paul, who wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament with a vision of third heaven? What did he tell him? He told him the great things that he would suffer for his name. So that's up front when he started his ministry.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to suffer for me.
Amen.
And he said, deal. Deal.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going unless I'm going to get rich and everything's going to be fine and I can control my life and never in trouble, problem, or pressure.
Come on, brother.
He showed him the things he would suffer.
Suffer for his name's.
If you follow me, you will suffer. If they hated me, they're going to hate you.
Yeah. Come on. In good company.
For his name's sake. All those that live godly after Christ Jesus.
Come on.
Shall suffer
persecution.
That's not just people talking about you. That's every test, every trial, every pressure, every battle you'll ever fight is the devil persecuting you.
Come on,
because
brother.
Because if you continue to represent him,
come on,
you
brother.
Show the world a kingdom that is different diametrically from this old fallen world.
Come on,
a value
brother.
System that will not mesh, will not match. The value system.
Come
of
on,
this
brother.
World. We used to sing it. Take this whole world.
Yeah.
And give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
I won't turn back.
Hallelujah.
I will
Hallelujah.
Not turn back. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Amen.
The second. No, wait a minute. The third. It's three words, but it's the second shortest verse in the Bible. First is Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
Right.
But the second is in the Old Covenant. But he quotes it in the New Covenant
right.
about that event.
Right.
Remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
What do we remember about her? She was out of the city of destruction.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
She was completely safe.
Come on.
But her heart
Come
was
on.
Still in Sodom.
Come on.
And she longed to be back in that sinful, wicked city.
Yeah.
And
oh,
she
Jesus.
Looked back to Sodom. And he let a judgment come on her that was so out of sync with anything you could imagine. She immediately turned to a pillar of salt.
Come on, brother.
She had the visage of a woman, but it was salt now.
Yeah.
And people used that down through the years. She was known for being judged because she had never truly, in her heart, she had never left Sodom. The values, the riches, the debauchery, the sinfulness, she wanted it back. Every person called to follow Christ has been called out. Come out.
Amen.
Come out.
Amen.
Come out from among them.
Yeah.
Come out from among,
among them.
Come out
come
from
out.
Among them,
yeah.
saith the Lord.
Come on.
And touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you.
Yeah.
And I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I will protect you. I'll provide for you. I will correct you when you're wrong, but it will be love from me in your life to keep you from becoming the victim of the enemy. And I'm watching shipwrecked lives. I'm watching singers sell out. I'm watching Christian leaders sell out. I'm watching pastors sell out. I'm watching deacons sell out. I'm watching church members sell out. Choir members sell out. Sunday school teachers sell out. The broad way to destruction is not just got pagans and Satanists. It's got people with Bibles under their arm that think they're going to heaven.
Come on.
And they're not being challenged to change lanes.
Amen. Come on.
While there's time.
Amen.
For many were saying to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done mighty works in your name, cast out devils in your name? Haven't we done all this for you? No, they didn't do none of that for him.
Amen.
They did it for themselves, and he knew it. But they were deceived.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather give you a wake-up call right here, right now, if nobody ever comes back. So you, because you've got time to change.
Thank you.
It is my love. It is my mercy that is calling. That is calling. Hear my people. Come out and come in. Where I can keep you safe. For the hour is late. The time is short. Come out. Come in. That I may keep you safe. Saith the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
You'll never hear this. You'll never hear this from the earthbound church.
Come on.
You will never hear it.
Come on.
You'll hear it from somebody that loves your soul more than your money.
Yeah.
Your soul more than your applause.
Oh, Jesus.
Your soul more than your fellowship.
Thank you.
Your soul more than any edifice that may be built in the name of Robert A. Venable Ministries or whatever. Anybody that cares for your soul will tell you the truth.
Amen.
And if you don't want the truth, you'll do like so many have done and are doing. Because there are multitudes, Brother Taylor, in the valley of decision.
Yeah.
And the concern is they're making the wrong decision.
Yeah.
They're on the highway to hell, and they're told their destiny is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't find out until it's too late to change lane. I'm going to stay in my lane too.
Yeah.
I'm heaven bound.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Taylor used to say, I'm prayed up, I'm packed up, and I'm ready to go up.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
I remembered it, brother.
Yeah.
I'm prayed up too. I'm packed up too. And I'm ready to go up. When the trump sounds, how do you know you're going to go up? Because I'm looking for him every day.
Amen.
And looking for him causes me to live for him.
Yeah.
Amen. And today
hallelujah.
Look, they that look,
praise God,
he shall appear the second time without sin unto glory. Well, how many here today, I'm going to ask you a question, every head bowed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you ever put your religious persuasions aside, and this is going to be about you and your religion, even if you choose the right religion. This is between you and God. Your religion is not going to be part of the judgment criterion. Your religion can't save you. I can't save you.
That's right.
There's one advocate
with
the Father.
One mediator.
Come on. And his name is Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
And he's the one and only Savior.
That's right.
There is no one else interceding for your soul can intercede.
Oh, Jesus.
He is the high priest
that
ever lives to intercede for our soul.
Amen.
And right now, he's interceding for souls that are hell bound.
Come on.
That somehow or another have been duped and deceived in believing they're going to heaven. And they're not going to find out until they stand before him and they are Christian oriented. They are church oriented because they immediately recognize him and call him Lord.
Come on. Come on.
But he is not their Lord.
Yeah.
And never was. Mm. They haven't had to add on to heaven to make room for all the saved. But they've had to renovate hell.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't made for man, and there's so many human beings headed there.
Amen.
The Bible said hell hath enlarged itself.
And opened them up without measure.
And over, Brother Taylor. And opened up without measure. To accommodate the nations. This is people, folks. This is not geographical. This is human beings, souls that are eternal. Say that again. That's scripture.
Yeah, heaven and earth just have opened their mouth without measure.
Without measure.
Amen.
Opened its mouth without measure. Said, there's no way to does it bother you that there's not a weeping prophet somewhere?
Come on.
That cares about your soul more than your money?
Oh, Jesus.
That cares where you spend eternity? That is not attacking your religion. We're asking you, do you have a genuine, real, authentic relationship with God?
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Religion will not defend you. A pope will not defend you. A preacher. An evangelist. Your only defense is Jesus.
Yeah.
And he says, come out from among them. Saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. I'll father you, protect you, provide for you, correct you when you need it, but it's all my loving on you and my keeping power in your life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. As it is written, saith the Lord, I will live in them and I will walk in them.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Greek word is perambulate.
Yes.
Perambulate. Yes. And it means I will move about freely because these hearts are surrendered.
Yes.
These hearts are surrendered. These lives are committed. I will be in them and I will move through them. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then it goes on to the next chapter without changing the thought. And it says, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord, in the reverence for God, the deep reverence for God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that Bible?
Amen.
Is it verbatim? Is it King James?
Yes, amen.
If you need to change lanes this morning,
come on.
I'm this serious.
Yeah.
Don't wait till you draw your last breath.
Yeah. Thank
with you, a false Jesus. Security and no one to challenge you on it.
Amen.
With a false security, Satan's counting on people never stopping to take a real assessment of am I truly saved and born again.
Amen.
He wants you to think you are. He wants somebody to tell you are. He wants somebody to tell you that's all there is to it. You got it then, and it's okay. Just do anything you want. It'll all work out in the end. No, it will not.
Amen.
Not according to Jesus. What does he say to those people? Depart from me.
Yeah.
You that work iniquity. I never knew you.
Table for two.
I never knew you.
Come on.
Many. The one who knows the hearts of men. The one who knows how many they are.
Yeah.
Many are deceived.
Yeah.
And who's going to challenge when we need our bills paid and I need my airplane, I need my car payment and I need my house payment and I need you to give more to me? I'm not going to offend you by challenging you. I want you to be comfortable at church.
Yeah.
I want you to give more because you are comfortable. Satan wants you comfortable on the wrong road.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a way that seemeth
right.
Proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right to a man.
Right. But the end thereof are the way to death.
Yeah.
But what?
But the end thereof are the way to death.
But the end thereof is the ways of death.
Destruction.
The second death. The eternal separation from God.
Come on.
Friend of mine, this is the most serious business that there is in the entire world.
Yeah.
And if preachers and Christians don't start taking it seriously,
come on,
hell is going to have to continue to enlarge itself to accommodate the tens of thousands that are going to be lost. The way of salvation is straight.
Yeah.
It's narrow.
Yes, it is.
Hear it.
Come on.
Few. Few. Say it with me.
Few.
This is the words of Christ. Don't ever. We had our amen working a while ago. We were going to agree with the word and agree with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Few.
Yeah.
Today there's a broad way presented.
Yeah, right.
Everybody gets to heaven without commitment, without any kind of relationship with God that is spiritually real and relevant. Few there be that find it.
Amen.
I want to be one of the few.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That doesn't intimidate me. If you find it, as long as I'm one of the few,
Amen.
That's okay. It's not okay with me that there are a few, but I want you to know I'm not worried about being lost because I know whom I believe.
Amen. Come on.
And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. I have truly been born again.
Amen.
I can tell you the time, like the song said. I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. But I cannot tell you why. And I cannot tell you how. But we're going to understand it better in the by and by.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I don't know when or where you got saved. But I know when and where I got saved.
Praise
and
God,
I didn't just join a church. I was baptized into the body of the Lord Jesus
brother.
Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So I'm your brother whether you like it or not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
And you know what brethren means over 341 times in the New Testament alone? It's you. It means from the same womb. We may be from different backgrounds and Lord knows what else. But spiritually, we're womb mates.
Amen.
You may be black and I may be brown. I've never really seen a real white man. That's a ghost. Can you say that? I'm a brown man. I'm from Europe. I get on the lineage thing. Amen. But I'm Abraham's seed, too.
Amen.
Amen.
God, amen.
I'm on my way to heaven, and the journey is getting sweeter all the time. You're in the heaven.
Hallelujah.
You're in the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. God wants you as a trophy of His grace and a witness to His kingdom. Amen. To a gainsaying world. And I want you to sing a song with me before we leave today.